From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Government and rebel sources are reporting that a deal was worked out to allow evacuations of civilians to continue in Aleppo, Syria. However, thousands of civilians remained trapped in the city Saturday, waiting for word they could leave. A Syrian rebel negotiator said on Twitter a deal had been worked out with the backing of Russia and Iran, but that statement has not been confirmed. A Syrian government official told Reuters news agency there was a deal to evacuate eastern Aleppo and four other besieged areas. A previous deal to evacuate rebel-held areas of the city collapsed Friday when explosions and gunfire were heard. The rebels and the government each blamed the other for the ceasefire collapse. Thousands of protesters gathered in downtown London on Saturday in solidarity with those trapped in Aleppo. Abdulaziz Al-Mashi, the co-founder of the Syrian Solidarity Campaign, said the protest was to show their support for the people of the besieged city.
To the people in Syria and in Aleppo, we said to them, we are in solidarity with you. We hear your voices, we feel your pain, and we will never hesitate to support you in any way that we can.
A rally was held outside number 10 Downing Street to hear speeches and prayer from a Syrian imam. Meanwhile, in Germany, hundreds of people, many of them Turkish immigrants, protested the ongoing war in Syria at two locations in Berlin. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, log on to our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump has ended his thank-you tour in Mobile, Alabama, with many of the same promises that led to his election. Trump told thousands gathered at a football stadium that he would build a wall with Mexico, rebuild American infrastructure, increase the size of the U.S. military, and care for U.S. veterans. The president-elect told the crowd his administration's policy would be America first.
My administration will follow two very simple rules: buy American and hire American. And we're going to go back to the old days. We're going back to the old days. Remember? Made in the USA, you remember?
Earlier, Trump announced that he had chosen Republican Congressman Mick Mulvaney to be his White House budget director. Mulvaney is a fiscal conservative who has even pushed his own Republican Party colleagues to more aggressively reduce federal spending.
The thing that I liked most about John was he knew from his upbringing that ordinary Americans could do extraordinary things. Ordinary Americans do extraordinary things.
Vice President Joe Biden was among those paying tribute to former astronaut and U.S. Senator John Glenn at a memorial service in Columbus, Ohio, Saturday. Mourners braved ice and cold weather to line the streets as a procession of U.S. Marines led the hearse carrying the casket of the former senator. Glenn, the first American to orbit the Earth, died in Columbus, Ohio, December 8th at age 95. He will be buried in Arlington National Cemetery in April. Emotional funerals were held for 13 policemen killed when a suicide car bomb exploded next to a bus carrying off-duty military personnel in the central Turkish city of Kayseri Saturday. Turkish news agencies report that the bus had stopped at a red light when a car pulled up alongside it and exploded. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan attributed the attack to Kurdish militants, though there was no immediate claim of responsibility. The U.S. State Department issued a statement saying the United States forcefully condemns the attack and stands shoulder to shoulder with its Turkish allies. Multiple attacks in Turkey this year have been attributed to the PKK, including twin bombings that killed 44 people last week in Istanbul. And the U.S. Defense Department says an agreement has been reached and China will return an underwater U.S. drone seized in international waters in the South China Sea earlier this week. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.